Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I am not ready to declare. I'm pretty close because they gave up, man. That's really what does it. Like, we talk about what coaches do to get fired, and it's when the team doesn't seem to fight. Now, the offense continued to, but I feel like that's more about fighting for the quarterback than it is fighting for the coach. And the defense just flat out gave up. When you start seeing players give up, it's really hard for me to stand here and tell you the coach can't get fired. It just is. It is. I didn't see that until Sunday. We saw it. We saw it Sunday. We saw it. And as much as I'll tell you, I view things differently, and this isn't a traditional year four, new quarterback, rookie quarterback. When you do that, you make the change. It kind of wipes the slate clean a little bit, and it's a new thing, and you know you're going to lose some games with a rookie quarterback. And the truth of the matter is, right now, after that game, his team gave up on him, and despite having really good quarterback play, he's still not winning games. For the first 5 weeks of Jackson Dart, I saw a lot of good things, and I started to feel better about this team, even while losing. Sunday kind of ruined everything. When they start giving up, and you start seeing, you know, regression, and you see the same lousy team we had seen over the last couple of years, it's hard for me to stand here and tell you that because of the relationship with the quarterback, the coach can't go. And that's what I did all last week. And I wouldn't say can't go. I said I shouldn't go. Not yet. I'm playing the season out. Right now I like what I've seen. I'm not moving on from the coach. And that changed on Sunday for me. I still want to see the rest of the season. I'm not firing him now, that's for sure. I still want to see the rest of the season progress. And again, I'm willing to change my mind, I guess. If they turn around and fight, if they turn around and play well the next and win, you know, 5 of the next 8 games or even 4 of the next 8 games but play really well, I don't know. We'll see how I feel. Not that how I feel matters, but I'll tell you what is important. And I'll just say this because, again, I'm reading things that make me feel like that the GM is going to stay if the coach gets fired. I think that is a disaster. This is now long enough. When you allow it to be the 4 years, they're together. I am not giving this GM who has whiffed on first-round picks, who to me is much more to blame than the head coach. Much more to blame than the head coach. I'm not moving on, and I understand, you know, John Mara is dealing with his health and everything, but, you know, you got to go out there and have a full search for the GM and the coach. There is no way Joe Shane should stay if Brian Daboll leaves. No way. That makes absolutely zero sense. They are now tied together. If there's a change coming, it's an entire regime change. And that's the other part of this. And that was part of my thinking too. I haven't mentioned it just yet this morning, but trusting John Mara. I think John Mara wants to win desperately. I think he cares very much about this fan base and winning, and this franchise is his whole life. And he must be sick at how that building sounded I talked about, you know, part of the reason I was so gung-ho about that big Thursday night win against the Eagles was in that building to watch that happen, beat the Eagles like that, see the crowd going, celebrating after the game, you know, on, you know, the Amazon post-game show, ripping their shirts off and celebrating, everybody toast, you know, unbelievable night to beat the Eagles like that. I was like, that must have been a great night for John Mara. It must have been a great night for him. And I thought that did the coach a lot of favors with the owner. But then you turn around and you see Sunday. And they're flying planes again, which again, I don't think was necessary or warranted, but they're flying planes again. And it was literally a San Francisco 49er home game. That was as bad a, that was as much of an overtaking of a building as I can remember for the Giants. They had, I mean, I know they said they didn't go to silent snap count because of the sound, but I'm like, I'm watching the game going, my God, they can't operate the offense. It's so freaking loud. Embarrassing. And I'm not blaming any Giant fans. Screw that. Like, listen, hey, they have not given you reasons to not try and make some of your money back if a San Francisco 49er fan wanted to pay a lot for it. God, you do you. That's on the Giants for putting you in a position to make you feel like your seats aren't worth going. Like, that's on them. But you watch that game, that performance, that give up, and you watch the entire crowd be 49er fans, that's a tough one. That's a tough one for John Mara to take. But my point is also, like, I don't know if I trust John Mara to go make the right hire. I don't think it's as simple as anybody can make Jackson Dart work. I don't. I'm very nervous about who they bring in and how he'll work with Jackson Dart, because that's the future. Brian Daboll isn't the only one to do it, but to make it seem like anyone can is wrong too. And I don't know if I trust John Mara to make that decision, because if they fire Shane and Daboll, you are now admitting failure on that hire, and you're talking about every single hire of John Mara's exclusive ownership after his father passed away. Like, outside of promoting Jerry Reese from within as the GM, everything else has been a disaster. Ben McAdoo was a disaster. Shermer and Gettleman were a disaster. Joe Judge was beyond a disaster. And now Shane and Daboll are disasters. That's six consecutive bad hires. But I'm supposed to believe that John Mara is going to go find the right... And everyone says the same thing. I can't tell you how many people go, well, look what happened with Drake May in New England. Okay. If you want to go get a proven head coach, one of the better head coaches in the NFL for the last 15 years, and then go get the offensive coordinator that has how many Super Bowl rings? Like, if you want to go get the best offensive coordinator of the last 15 years and one of the more proven head coaches in the last 15 years and bring him here, I'm all for it. But I don't think that tandem is out there for this team. Now, I do think that people are going to come here and coach this young quarterback, but I'm that's part of the reason why I don't want to move on from the coach, is because I'm nervous about who's going to get hired. And I'm nervous about John Mara being able to make that decision, because he has failed at it six consecutive times when you combine coaches and GMs. But the worst thing you can do is move on from Daboll and let Joe Shane stay. That just doesn't make any sense.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.